You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This Week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise.
Also, as a reminder, we are releasing Patreon-only bonus episodes starting this season. So we released our first one when we kicked off season 6 on Kissing Jessica Stein. And our second bonus Patreon episode comes out today on our Patreon. So if you want to hear Ellie and I talk about the incredible true adventures of two girls in love, you should head on over to bit.ly/lespatreon if you're not a patron already, and make sure that you join. You can honestly, for I think $2 a month, you get these episodes, you get access to our Discord and everything. But we had a lot to say about this movie. We had a ton of fun. And so that's happening today. So if you are a patron, make sure you head on over to get that episode. And you just have so much to listen to this week. Oh my God.
Double the episodes, double the fun. Also in the greater Les universe, Spin Me Round is a new lesbian movie featuring Aubrey Plaza, which is, that's it. That's really all you have to say to me. But
yeah.
One of my favorite actresses to ever be in queer things. The only good thing, not the only good thing about Happiest Season, but one of the highlights of Happiest Season.
The best part of Happiest Season.
Yes.
Other than Jane. Let's be
other
real.
Than
it's Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah,
and
other
Jane.
Than our good friend, Mary Holland. If you haven't listened to last episode, listen to that. But super excited for that. Give me all the Aubrey Plaza and gay shit.
Plus the scene with her pushing what's her face up against the wall, like, looks
here for it.
Here for it. So anyways, you know what no one has heard me talk about yet this season, Ellie, in a way that I find really disappointing?
JoJo Siwa?
It's JoJo Siwa.
Weird.
Okay? Listen, I just need to catch up about, you know, my fave and yours, JoJo Siwa, everyone. JoJo's got a new girlfriend. So the internets and TikTok are abuzz.
Blowing up.
Blowing up because JoJo Siwa and her new rumored girlfriend, Avery Cyrus, posted a TikTok where I guess it's like an audio from... So I don't remember what reality TV show it is, whatever, but they're just like they're doing like a lip sync to like, oh, we're just like good platonic friends, and then like laughing about it, and they're obviously not platonic friends. Listen, yes, I also saw this TikTok. Yes, I also now gotta know, like, who's the new girlfriend, JoJo? Give us the deets, you know? That's all.
Wait, also, can I say one other thing about JoJo Siwa?
Which yes, is
so I am in a band with a bunch of older men. And they sent in our like group text chain, they were like, sorry, who's JoJo Siwa?
Please tell me you responded with like the clips of every one of her Dancing with the Stars pieces.
I did not, but I basically I was like, explain to old men like why she's famous. I was like, she was on Dance Moms and blah, blah, blah. And then one of the guys is like, and she's a big lesbian.
Correct, sir.
And I was like, A+. You're right. You are correct. So that's what the lay people know about JoJo Siwa. They really know the lesbian part even more than her dancing, which I think is hilarious.
You know what? I'm happy for her.
Yeah, good for her. Also in the Greater Les universe, lots of trailers have been coming out for some lesbian cinema that's about to come out with some of our favorite actresses. Tar, which is featuring Cate Blanchett. Have you seen the trailer, Lee?
I actually haven't yet.
All right, so you should watch it because I just watched it earlier today. I have no clue what the film is about. It's a very artsy trailer, but I do know that Cate Blanchett's in it, and I do know that she's going to be gay in it. So, like, that's amazing. All I need to know.
Yeah,
can't
listen,
wait.
It takes so little.
Yep.
It takes so little to win us over these days. So, great. Well, that's what's happening. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 90th installment of Should Have Been Gay.
It was fun, it was great, but it should have been a little more gay.
Are you ready for this, Ellie?
I'm not.
In this week's episode, Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil, she isn't a hetero. I'll die on this hill, cause everything about her makes me say, Cruella, Cruella is gay.
Wow, I was like, oh, I'm not ready. I really was not ready for that.
Listen, you had to know I was gonna go hard on this one.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
I mean, especially with a movie whose soundtrack slaps this much.
So hard. Yeah.
So hard.
And who really leaned in. I mean, we're going to talk about Cruella, the movie today, the more recent movie. But like, even if you take Cruella de Vil from like,
oh, yeah,
the actual cartoon of 101 Dalmatians.
Like the 60s.
Yeah, like girl is gay. So they really leaned into it hard in this.
I'm here for it.
I'm so here for it.
Shall we start with our IMDb synopsis?
Oh, yes.
Boy, I feel like I don't even know how to preface this one. The IMDb synopsis for Cruella is this. A live-action prequel feature film following a young Cruella de Vil. Who hurt you, IMDb synopsis? What? What happened? That's just sad. I feel like we must be able to do better than that, right?
Yes, we can do better than that. So
hit me with your gay synopsis for
Cruella. All right, so here is my gay synopsis. Infamous drag queen Cruella de Vil works out her mommy issues through fashion.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Correct.
Yep, that's what I saw.
Incredible. here's my gay synopsis. I said, fashion gaven Cruella de Vil terrorizes 1970s London with her outside-the-box approach to haute couture and her girlfriend and resident photographer, Anita Darling.
Perfect. Perfect. I was like, I was just leaning into like, we'll talk about it. I'm leaning into like the alter ego of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I feel like it's like Estella, and then she's like, but by night, I'm Cruella. And it's like that gay, like, so flamboyant.
You're not wrong.
But I also very much ship Anita and Cruella.
But also, who's the biggest drag queen in this movie? Is it
Artie.
Cruella or is it Horace?
Yes.
Or Artie.
Or,
Artie too. But yeah, I mean, come on.
Or the Baroness. I feel like this is literally just like ninth.
Oh, God. Emma Thompson in this. Jesus.
She's a lot.
Went hard.
Went so hard. And I mean, you believe her. She's a psycho. She really sells it. Also, I feel like you could think about this as like 1970s RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm. And it's like the competition between Cruella and the Baroness. Like the Baroness
so
is
true,
like
so
the drag queen who's been in the scene for a long time. And then this new blood comes in and she's just killing everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very gay. Very,
it's a lot. It's
very
a lot.
Flamboyant. It's like, I just feel like the aesthetic of this film is gay. Mm. Just like everything, like visually,
start to finish,
is just like, this is a gay film. Yeah,
for sure.
Well, let's discuss our experiences. What was your experience with this movie, Lee?
My experience with this movie is I had never watched it. I had never seen it. I did not know how long it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Because help. it was a very long movie. My best friend is in town this week visiting. And so we sat and watched Cruella de Vil.
Nice.
And what an unhinged experience to get to share with someone. I just...
Truly,
you know?
Unhinged. What does she say? Like, what does she say at the end? You really are a psychopath.
Oh, yes. So true.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's just crazy after crazy after crazy. I mean, Cruella herself, like, clearly has, like, dissociative identity disorder. There's just, like, all kinds
of... She's a little bipolar. She's a little bisexual. She's a little whatever.
Her hair is... Yes. Her hair is bisexual. You're right.
I do have a strong thesis that she's actually a very strong lesbian, but that's besides the point. It didn't land the joke as well. You know?
Strong bisexual hair, strong bisexual Cruella. My experience with the film is I have seen it before. Jana told me that I had to see it because she was like, oh, you will love this movie. And she was correct because it's so campy. I love Emma Stone's performance in it. Her as Estella versus Cruella, Emma Thompson's performance in it, incredible. The fact that, like, Cruella surrounds herself with all these gays, like, we have Artie, who's just, like, clearly gay.
Everyone in this movie is gay. Name a straight person in this movie.
I literally can't.
Yeah.
I cannot.
They don't exist.
Maybe the Baron, but, like, we didn't get to see him enough. You know what I mean? Like... He's just completely destroyed because...
You mean the one guy who dies? Yeah, okay, fine, sure.
Yeah.
I think the straights are the Baron and Estella's mother, and they get tragically killed off.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the message here, Disney?
The gays should always win.
Yes.
I think the message, too, is like, you have all kinds of gays. Some gays are narcissists. Some gays...
Are also narcissists.
Also narcissists.
Other gays are also narcissists.
Yeah. The whole point of this movie is gays are narcissists.
We just really want to show that, you know, gay people come in all flavors of narcissism.
Yeah.
Sociopathic narcissism, mm-hmm. dissociative narcissism, fashion narcissism. I mean, yep. it's just options.
Every single type of narcissistic gay all across the gamut. Yes. And then a few gays who are littered in the streets by the narcissist in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who just are like, the we'll do anything for this hot narcissist gay. We've got him. We've got him out there. That's what
Listen,
I saw.
Some people are meant to be doms and some people are meant to be subs. And
this entire movie is such a dom sub.
To show both of those. Valid choices.
This is such a dom sub film. Oh my God.
I mean, this movie's what happens when you get two tops together.
When there cannot be two tops in this world, so they have to kill one. Like, that's literally how it is. Like, what happens when you have two tops in the fashion world? One must murder the other.
They must fight to the death. There can be only one. Who was it, like Burger King or someone? Who did during Pride Month this year? You remember someone did that ad where they were like, for Pride, like we're pairing the same things. And they had like two bun tops and like two bun bottoms. And you were like, tell us you didn't have a gay person on your marketing team without telling us you didn't have a single gay person on your marketing team. Yeah, this is like that in a movie form of like a teachable moment, I think, right? This is Disney's approach to teaching people why two tops together doesn't work, like why doms don't date doms.
Exactly. And tops.
I mean, also because like it's your mother and that would be a little picky, but
yeah,
like,
exactly.
besides
I'm
that.
Like, and also tops can't birth tops. Tops have to, if a top has a top child, she has to immediately kill her. Like that's how it is.
As Disney is so wont to do in our should have been gays, it's just going to couch that message in a little bit of an incestuous context for us.
Yep.
And then we're good to go. We're rolling. We're rolling like a DeVille, okay? That's all. We are just...
The entire, like, the entire aesthetic of Cruella is so gay. I also was going to say, my other synopsis for this was going to be The Devil Wears Prada, but it's your mom. I was like, I don't think we should go there.
That's so true, though. Listen, Here's what I can tell you, because I feel like the Devil Wears Prada fandom still has some of the, like, the highest fanfiction numbers out there. Like, I guarantee you someone has written that version somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna look for it, and I'm gonna say this is maybe one of the few times where, like, listeners, please don't send me that.
Please don't send it to me.
Don't send me the link, okay? But I just assume it's out there because
it has to be out there.
It's gotta be out there. I feel like someone's done it. But you're not wrong. That is very much the vibe going on here. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about which characters should have been gay? I just feel like there's so many themes.
Oh, Jesus.
That I feel like I'd rather talk about, like, the themes of the film that are gay. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I do, but, like, can we do a couple of the gayest moments then for some of the characters?
Yes.
Because there are some highlights I need to hit, and then I think we can dive into the themes. Yes.
Yes, 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 please. So what are your gayest moments for Cruella?
Well, Cruella, I mean, right from the get-go, like, just has so many. I mean, just from the moment, like, I wish I could remember. It's, like, one of the few things I didn't write down because I didn't have my notes open yet. And it was, like, the first line of the movie. But she's, like, talking about how, like, the world wasn't ready for her when she was born, you know? And I'm, like, gay. And then she goes to school and she's, like, Anita, darling, what a fabulous name. And I'm, like, yeah, of course you're obsessed with Anita, gay. And then she sneaks into a party and she, like, sees a whole bunch of women in, like, fancy outfits and, like, sits there in her little Converse and loses her little gay mind. And she's, like, what is this? I want to do this. I want to dress women in these hot clothes. And you're like,
for the first time in my life, I felt like I belonged. I feel like there was a huge thread with Cruella of being different, right? Of being,
she's like, it was just me and all these Renaissance gays, and I finally felt like I belonged.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
I mean, it's the gayest party ever, right? Like,
it is the gayest party.
It's just like flamboyance everywhere, and she's like, oh, I fit right in finally.
Especially because I feel like the beginning of that movie, that party scene was so confusing to me. I guess, like, until you meet the Baroness, I was just like, did we get transported back to, like, the 1800s? Mm-hmm. Like, what time zone is this movie set in exactly? Like, how old? They were in a car, right? Like, they drove there.
Yeah, and you're like, and we're in the 1800s.
So, yeah, I literally was, like, a little confused because they went so hard, and I was like, what's going on?
Only the gays would throw a theme party like that.
Yes. Yeah. Like, who else throws theme parties like that? Tell me who. Gays. That's who.
No, the Baroness constantly is throwing a gay theme party.
Yes.
Her and Hellman Hall is just like the gay bar of the 70s, of London in the 70s.
Hellman Hall, meet the flame, please. Like, that's what we need.
Except, like,
she's just like, I'm here in my 1800s Renaissance gay party with my gay dogs, gonna kill some people. Like, NBD, just doing me. And you're like, okay, yeah.
Also, sure. I'm like, yeah, Cruella, from the beginning, also, you have her mother. So we all know, sorry.
Her poor mom, though.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, spoiler alert. But the Baroness is Cruella's biological mother, but she was adopted by Catherine, who was a servant in the Baroness's home.
Sure.
But
sure.
The entire beginning where you have Catherine, her mom, she's exuding, like, I have a gay child and, like, I don't know what to do with her.
Her mom is out trying to, like, found PFLAG by herself in London in the 70s. Like, that's, I guess it's the 60s then. That's what she's doing, yeah?
Yeah, she's like, dude, like, I'm going to take my daughter out of school before you expel her. Like, I'm going to go to London because clearly my gay daughter needs to be in a city. Like, she's doing everything for her little gay daughter. And yeah, she got a real shit end of the stick.
Okay, wait, can I tell you? Because I'm literally looking at my notes and I have very few things written in all caps in my notes for this particular movie. Except I have one point in my notes, all caps, the whole thing, that just literally says, no, but the way her mom dies, though. Like,
yeah.
So
yep.
So harsh.
Yep.
That also, like, a prime example of the real bad level of CGI throughout this movie for me.
Oh, yeah. All the dogs are so poorly CGI.
So bad. It's so
bad.
I'm
like, you really couldn't have gotten real dogs for this?
Like, not for any of those. I'm like, I get that there are certain things where, you know, it's like, fine. Okay. You're not going to, like, put your dogs in the middle of, like, a big fire and have them pull your actress out of it. Fine. Sure. But I'm like, but there, it's literally some of the scenes where they're like, okay, like, walk on this couch, and you're like, you couldn't get a dog to do that?
Yeah,
like I don't understand. There are dogs, because they're not fake dogs the whole time, right? Like, there are select scenes where it's real dogs, and then they just CGI'd them, like, so much. It's a little wild for me. I didn't get it.
insane.
But also the CGI falling to her death for her mom just like made it seem even worse for me somehow. Mm-hmm. Like it was just, you know, RIP mom. So sorry.
Well, it's just like, you know, true Disney fashion, like kill the parents in the first 5 minutes.
Yes.
And then let's accurate. Have some fun orphans.
Does this make Cruella a Disney princess now?
I think she's a Disney, I don't know, is a baroness count as royalty? Right?
I think so. I feel like she's a Disney princess.
Forget Frozen, but is this our first gay princess? Our first openly out Disney princess?
I mean, Mulan's right there, Ellie.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. You're right. There's been a lot. But yes, she is so gay. First, we have our family trauma. We also have when she moves to London. I also feel like this brings us to Horace and Jasper, who, first of all, Jasper is like a simp and a half for Cruella. Mm. It's mm-hmm. bad. But I think Horace is madly in love with Jasper.
Yes.
So
they're,
like,
listen, they're gay and in love and you can't convince me otherwise.
No. Well, and Horace does not, like, he does not want Estella to join their crew. He's like, dude, I like it being just me and you. And Jasper's like, but a girl. And Horace is like, I'm gay. Fuck you.
Okay, yes, but the whole Jasper simping thing is another thing for me about how gay Cruella is in this movie. Because, like, there is no, like, romantic
reciprocation.
No, like, she as a character is written. She lives her whole entire life with these two dudes and there's nothing.
Yep.
And they don't even try to pretend that there is. It's not like they write a whole script where, you know, it's like, oh, maybe she and Jasper were like starting something and then she breaks out Cruella and he's like, my heart is broken because we were in love and now you don't have the capacity to love. No, it's just like never even touched on.
Oh,
never
yeah.
Addressed,
well,
never,
it's more
they don't
just
go there at all.
You can tell Jasper is obsessed with her, but she's
well, yeah.
like, you're my henchman. I also feel like, too, the way that she treats men is so gay. Like, they're completely disposable. They're
she
like,
has zero
you know,
interest.
No interest.
In any man ever. Which, to be fair, who can blame her? Like, 98% of the men in this movie are gay as you could possibly be. Gay as the day is.
Or they're trying to attack her. So it's like, you know,
well,
we have these two options.
I'm just saying, like, if a character has a name in this movie, like, the guards, I don't count. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Any man with a name in this movie, basically
gay
except for, like, Jasper and the Baron, I guess. Horace, gay. Who else do we meet? The boss at her first job, gay. Jeffrey, gay. Artie, gay. I mean, come on. Like, just...
Artie, so gay. Also, Artie, like, they're not even really shying away from that. I feel like Artie in this film is, like, out and gay. This is not,
yes.
like... I don't feel like they were trying to pretend Artie wasn't gay.
No.
They're like, this is
actually
a gay character.
I was super surprised for a Disney movie. I was surprised at the level of some of the gay dudes in this. It was a little much for me, but I need to stay on topic to finish up our How Gay Is Cruella?
Yes.
Talk about
yeah.
some of the other characters. Okay, here are my other gay Cruella moments. Her little gay work boots when she is working as the cleaning lady, right? She's got like, I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. Just show up for work in your docks every day. Like, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
We see you. We see you, Estella.
Her outfits, also her showing up on the motorcycle. That is mm-hmm. a gay outfit.
And then when she starts working for the Baroness, she has one day where she I don't know if you saw it, but there's like one outfit. You only see it very briefly, but she has like a little like metal made of gold like necktie. Like very Avril Lavigne, you know? She was like channeling before it was a thing.
Not surprising.
I was into that. And what else? Just like her obsession with Anita. She's like super in love with Anita.
Yeah, she's like crazy in love with Anita. And Anita's in love with her back, but we'll discuss that later. I also just feel like we've talked about this before. Pettiness.
Oh, God.
As a gay trait.
The
charts. Cruella's pettiness is insane.
Yes.
She's not just gonna... I mean, I feel like this is sort of also... We just did Mean Girls. That was our last one. I feel like it's, like, similar to that, right? Like, when she gets revenge, like, it's not, like, just, like, a little bit of revenge. She's like, no, I'm gonna ruin her. Like, every single... I will destroy her. I will destroy her career. I will destroy everything about her.
Girl does it. And she does. And she does them not just in like the pettiest ways, but in the gayest
ways,
pettiest ways, because it's like every one of her little moments where she's just like, oh, I'll just set up my little like bohemian gay runway models right here in this fountain and throw a concert. And you're like, gay vibes,
has not gone to like an underground fashion show. Also, like the guerrilla style of all of the stuff that she's doing. Like, it's partially obviously because like she doesn't have the power that the Baroness does. But I feel like that's inherently queer, where it's like, this is a space that's not built for me, but I'm going to build my own space and push myself into it.
Yeah.
It's very gay.
It's very, very gay. I also, because you talked about Cruella as a drag queen, I feel like we also need to reference her little like, it's a me, Mario, like drag king moments when she's in her little mustache.
Yes.
Because also, I'm like, there's no need for you to have that mustache. You're literally driving a truck into a jail. Like, what do you need to be in disguise for?
Well, like, also just the disguises in general. That's why I was like going so hard on the drag queen, right? Where it's like, she's so flamboyant with her outfits that it's like when she's Cruella, she's a character. Like, she's not even herself. She is stuck in it. Like, I feel like she feels so much more herself in these like caricatures. And I feel like that's a super gay thing to be like,
yeah,
I feel so free to be myself when I am completely in costume. Like, that's gay.
It's a lot. It is a lot.
And to wait, her mom, when she was younger, kept being like, what do we do when Cruella comes out?
Oh, my God.
So I also feel like, as much as I was like, this mom is like trying to protect her gay daughter, she also is a little bit trying to like submerge the gay. Like, she's
her mom is the Mormons in Book of Mormon being like, put those feelings in a box.
Yes.
And crush it.
Yes. Exactly. She's like,
put Cruella in a box.
Yeah. Put Cruella in a box and don't be gay.
Which is funny considering that at the end they literally put Estella in a box and bury it. So hooray.
It's also like Taylor Swift. Taylor's not here right now. She's dead.
You can't do that while I'm drinking water. Yeah.
Sorry, Estella's not here right now. She's dead.
She's dead.
She literally does. She kills her straight persona.
Yes, is incredible. Like,
she
what a
kills
message.
It, right? She's honestly. Like, I never want to be that straight and boring again. I am going to be gay, flamboyant, exceptionally me. And I'm never being that person ever again. Like, that is the whole message of this movie to me.
Okay, my last very gay Cruella moment is, you know, just buying your girlfriend a dog at the end, NBD.
Exactly. She's like, don't worry, I still love you, girl.
I still love you. Okay. see you soon. Okay, those are my gay Cruella moments. Can we talk about some of the gayest moments of some of the other characters? Where do we want to start? Because good Lord.
Okay. Let's just talk about Anita, because I just want to talk about Anita in terms of Cruella.
I love Anita.
Because first of all, we've already said, like, they meet in boarding school or their elementary school
where
years.
So many gay relationships are you know, just
right?
blossoming.
And when Cruella shows up to the party as Cruella and not Estella, Anita immediately recognizes her. So I also feel like we don't really see anything between the two of them from elementary school to when she sees her at the party. And I feel like there's this huge gap in the middle, which is like, Anita was probably crushed that the love of her life left. And when she comes back into her life, she's so happy. Mm-hmm. And she has this line. So when Cruella comes and is like, you're going to write about me, darling. She says, you have that glint in your eye. I'm starting to remember that you have a bit of an extreme side.
She's like, I remember we got up to some stuff.
Right? Like, she's
we did
like,
some experimenting.
Yeah, she's like very flirtatious with it. She's like, oh, I've seen that look in your eye before. You used to be crazy. Remember those crazy times?
Remember those crazy things we did?
Yeah.
Just crazy.
And she's like, yeah, I'll do anything for you.
And she does. I love that they kind of like gloss over like Anita's involvement in all of this, you know? They're kind of just like, we don't have to say it.
Yep.
She's just there. She's ready every single time. She's always like, her face Every time Cruella shows up, she is just like, what are you doing this time, baby? I love it.
I have so many notes about her face because it is this like mix of like love, admiration, like pure lust.
Yeah.
It's like intense. Yep.
Right there with you. It is a lot.
Intense, the faces she gives. Insane.
It's so much. And then there's that one, there's like one where she's like so worried for her, mm-hmm. you know, like she gets like so super worried for her girlfriend and you're like, oh, Anita.
They're okay. In love.
It's okay. And it's okay.
When the Baroness comes to like shake her down, she refuses to give her up.
Yeah. Even though she's a terrible liar about it.
Oh, well,
she's
horrible. Like,
no. What?
I have no clue who that woman is. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Literally horrible. But she still doesn't give her up.
No.
Like, she has unwavering loyalty for this person.
Anita, darling, would never.
Who she hasn't seen since elementary school. That's the thing where I'm like, there had to have been very intense feelings in elementary school for her to be so insanely loyal to her.
Especially when to be fair, Cruella's like, just pretty insane.
Like, oh, yeah.
Totally,
yeah,
like, off the rails, bananas.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I would be scared of her if I didn't know her.
Yeah.
And this woman's like, yeah, I'll do anything for you, babe. Literally anything. And also, let's discuss what Anita looks like.
Okay.
She's constantly like, she's got the glasses, she's got the short haircut, she's always in like a button up and a tie. I know that's like the journalist like kind of outfit, but I also feel like it's a gay outfit.
Mm.
Like Anita, Anita's very gay. Anita's like, this
very
is the
gay.
This is the 70s, right? So I feel like Anita's like the feminist, like all she ever wanted to do was be like a feminist journalist. And then she like got stuck doing this gossip. And she was like, well, the only thing I can do to like really be a feminist and like stoke that fire in me is to like support my lover, Cruella. That's what I see.
I love it. I just think it's very fun that they went the whole kind of like Superman Lois Lane angle, you know, of like, oh, she's like dating the journalist who photographs all of her things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here for it, you know? Also, I feel like we just have to do like a tiny lesbian rabbit hole because the actress who plays Anita is Kirby Howell-Baptiste, who we might also know from The Good Place. Known gay show The Good Place.
Yeah.
And Killing Eve.
Makes sense.
I feel like she's just circling around gay roles. So, yep. You know.
She's just hanging around the gays. That
so
gay
was
gay magnetism.
Anita Darling her first real gay role?
Yes.
Let's discuss.
Yes.
I think so.
I mean, it's just undeniable. And two, like, so I forget because, sorry, I rewatched it. But I had to skip some things because I needed to get through it in time. What happens between her and Roger?
I don't even think they meet in this movie.
Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Okay, yeah.
All they do is they set them up with Perdita and Pongo at the end because that's how they meet in the animated movie, right?
Mm.
They meet because they're both walking
Dalmatians.
Or they meet because they both have Dalmatians and Pongo sees Perdita.
Mm.
And like drags Roger to the park or something, I think. I haven't seen 101 Dalmatians
in a long time. So
a
like
kid.
That's so. The point is like they literally have Anita in this entire film and she never once has a male love interest, even though we know that her and Roger are going to be together based on what we know about 101 Dalmatians. But like they don't go for it. And I feel like it's because they're just leaning into it and they're like they could have had one moment where they met. But they don't because she's gay.
Yeah, I don't think they do. If they do, man, I for sure don't remember it and did not write it down because I did not care.
It does not matter.
We'll be back after a quick ad break. Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Okay, who else is gay in this movie? Everyone. The Baroness. Should we talk about the Baroness real quick?
Okay, so let's talk about the Baroness. As we were talking about narcissism, narcissistic gays. Oh my God, she's at the top. Holy.
She's insane.
Holy.
She's insane.
Shit.
I wrote down so many of the Baroness's quotes just because I adore them because she's absolutely just bonkers. Like, just, I just love her little, like, her attitude when she has that party and she's like, here's to me. And I'm like,
she's like, who else would I cheers to, darling?
Oh my God. But she has so many things of like, aren't they gorgeous and vicious? It's my favorite combination. And I'm like,
oh.
Wow. Wow. Like, Emma Thompson just went so hard in this role, and I'm so here for it.
She personified this insane character so perfectly. It's scary.
She really did. Like, she did not hold back.
She was so effortlessly this psychopath that you're like, huh. It was wild.
It was delightful, though.
Yeah, no, so good. So
I wish I loved the Baroness less, honestly, because I feel a little bad for how much I adore her.
Because she murders everyone, yeah.
Because she's a psychopathic, yeah, like murderous.
But I also
person.
Feel like that's why she's gay, is because she, like, even yeah. or she's gay, but like, she's also like a gay, like that version of a gay icon. That's why I sort of like mentioned that the RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I do feel like there's some drag queens who are like, you're like, they're horrible. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
And I love it.
Right?
And like, I do. Like, what does it tell you when I love littering? Like, she throws her fucking lunch out of the car.
Oh, I love when she threw
window,
the lunch. That
and
was
I'm
perfection.
Like, that is so perfect. So perfect. Like, just the vibes, immaculate.
Yes.
Absolutely yes. Impeccable. Like, just everything she does in this movie, I'm like, why do I love you so much?
She also surrounds herself with only men, right?
Only gay men.
Only gay men. Because she's like, you will, like, and she, so she's with the Baron. She's so pissed off when she gets pregnant. And I feel like, let's dive into that piece a little bit. Because I feel like her and the Baron only had sex once.
Yeah.
And that's why she's so pissed. She was like, I married this. I'm gay as hell.
Yeah.
And
married the beard.
Married this man to get his fortune and to have a beard and to be able to do whatever the fuck I want. And of course, one night I got a little too tipsy and accidentally slept with my husband. And now I'm pregnant. And it's ruined
my tale as old as
right?
time.
That's what I think happened. That's why she was so pissed. And then too, she's like, okay, I cannot have this baby upstage me. Like, how gay? What the ultimate diva to say, I have a baby and they're going to upstage me, so I need them dead. A baby.
Just wild. Just wild. Why do I love the Baroness so much?
Because
just wild.
Because think about her as a drag queen. Like, literally, you would pay to see that show. She throws these incredible theme parties. She's constantly impeccably dressed. She reads everyone around her, like the men, when she sits in that meeting and she's like,
yes,
I know you're embezzling money and here's your Swiss bank account number. Like,
oh my God.
I mean, even Cruella falls in love with her a little bit before she realizes, holy shit, this woman's insane. And she stole the necklace from my mom.
Yes.
And she killed my mom.
Again, like, pettiness level off the charts. Off the charts.
When she sets her on fire and she's like, you killed my mom. And she's like, you're going to have to be more specific. What?
Dead. Absolutely died.
She's just been living her whole life killing everyone who got in her way. And she's perfect.
She's perfect. I also, can we talk about
she is gay
one?
Kryptonite.
She is. Can we talk about the one quote? It's like, it's a Cruella moment, but it's about the Baroness, let's be real. But when Cruella finds out and she rides her little moped scooter to Regent Park and she does her whole monologue, which, like, also just, can we take a hot moment for that monologue to be like, Emma Stone nailed it. Like,
she really
kills it.
She's so good in this role.
Was great. But I just want to highlight one quote from that monologue where she goes, my nemesis is my real mother and she killed my other mother. And like, doesn't skip a beat. And I was just like, wow. This movie really not shying away from anything.
No.
Huh? She's just like, I have two moms and I'm just a lonely, confused lesbian with a personality disorder.
I know, I have two mommies. What will I ever do?
Oh, God.
She's like, I know, I'll wear a mustache and break my little henchman out of jail. And you're like, okay.
She's like, sure. I need my gaze. Come on, gaze, get in the truck.
Oh, God. Is that also, is that speech where she does the I was born brilliant, mad, and a little bit bad? And you're like, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Just really coming for the gaze with the speech, I think.
Everything. Like, I just feel like I would love, I would be living my best life to be at a Cruella de Vil fashion show. You know, every single person in the audience is gay as hell. And they're just like,
at that
we
fountain.
Are gay. We love this fountain. Like, yes.
Can you imagine? You know, it would be the best thing. Just thought experiment this with me. A Cruella fashion show with an audience full of like modern day gays. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just, because the thing is like, I get it, it was the 70s, but I'm like, don't you just wish that, like, you had had some little, like, fashion twink on that fountain being like, yes, queen, like,
yes.
Play, yes. It would have really made my life more complete.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's arty. Like, but I agree.
I know, but it's like,
yeah, but it's different. It's
they
different.
They couldn't completely take him out of the time, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just saying, like, imagine like a small team of like, just like a little crew.
Just a little gay squad.
Like,
yeah,
2022 gays, right?
Just cheering on Cruella. I mean,
like, there was not one sleigh in this movie. And like, I just feel like it would have been.
I feel like if you were in a movie theater filled with a bunch of gays watching this movie, that would be,
oh my God,
wild.
Yes. How do we do that? How do we host a showing for the gays of Cruella?
I mean,
we can make themed drinks.
Everyone could have a Cruella wig.
Oh, like, my God. One of those drinks is going to be set on fire.
Yes. Like the ending party, right? But everyone shows up as Cruella to watch the movie Cruella.
I love it. I want to do this. Okay.
This is just also like another layer of like Disney villains are always fucking gay.
So fucking gay. And this is a movie with nothing but villains and every single one of them they made gay.
So gay.
It is wild to me.
And it when did this come out? 2021?
2021, yeah.
So like it's 2021. Like you at this point, you know what you're doing. You are keeping these villains flamboyant, queer-coded, and we're here for it.
Oh, my God. Because, okay, while we're talking about gay villains, can we talk about Horace and Jasper a little bit more? Mm-hmm. Because Horace,
you poor
Horace
little man.
Horace is so gay. Like, first of all, you meet Horace, and the first thing you learn about him is that he named his dog Wink, which, like, he's like, I'm gay, here's my dog Twink. And I'm like,
literally.
I see you.
Here's my little chihuahua.
Here's my little gay chihuahua Twink. And you're like, I see you, boy.
How many gay
men
do we know who own chihuahuas?
And then, like, oh my God, right from the very beginning, like that when she gets kicked out of that job at Liberty, right? Mm-hmm. And he had taken all these clothes and then he's home and he's like trying all these little outfits from Liberty and he's like feeling himself and he is super into it and I'm like, I love you so much. And then he dresses in drag later at the party when he's got the little Cruella wig on and he's clearly feeling himself again. And he's super into like Artie. They have that one moment where like Cruella's like, oh, we need Artie's tribe of dressmakers. And Horace gives her this little like, I like him. And I'm like, of course you do,
of course
Horace.
You do.
Of course you do. Because
Horace,
Jasper has never noticed you the way you want him to.
I really, really hope that Horace and Artie get together because
I hope so too. I want it so badly.
Horace has been dealing with unrequited love pretty much his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like since he was a child, he's like in love with Jasper. Like, and Horace and Jasper are so cute together. Like when they're sitting eating breakfast and Cruella comes in and smashes everything, I'm like, this is their morning, right?
They're so domestic.
Every morning they sit with their cup of coffee. They sit with their...
It's almost definitely tea, Ellie. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. We're in England. We're in London.
Please.
They sit with their tea. They have their cereal. They read the paper. Like, they're always planning something together. Even too, like, okay, Jasper gets Cruella the job at Liberty, right? I feel like Horace is like, what's the angle? But I also feel like now that Cruella's out of the picture, like, Horace and Jasper are still living their best life.
Yeah.
Oh, because, yeah. Like, really, it's the two of them.
It's the two of them. They're so happy. I love it. But also, he'd be happier with Artie. And I just want him to find a nice guy. That's all.
I know. Who reciprocates his feelings. Because Jasper just, he's not going to get there.
But then it's just like every man in this is gayer than the next. Like the boss who refuses to ever let her do anything is like so gay. And then his little assistant shows up when he's like when the Baroness shows up and this little assistant shows up and he's like, she's coming, she's coming. And I'm like, OK, well, you're definitely shipping your assistant. Like who do we think we're fooling with this? And then the Baroness shows up with like Jeffrey next to her. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe there's like a whole thing going on with Jeffrey because like Jeffrey could not be any gayer. If he tried with his little glasses and everybody, like just every guy in this, it is a lot.
This entire film is about the fashion industry. So like, no shit.
Yes.
What but men are in the fashion industry who are not gay?
Okay, maybe I'll use this as a jumping off point to start touching on like some of the themes of the movie. Because this is the thing that I think is so funny is like, listen, I know we do a lot of Disney should have been gays. Find me a straight Disney movie. I don't think it exists. But this is not subtle. This is oh, not, it's I don't like
blatantly
this is not the kind of
gay.
Thing where you're like,
it's not,
did
we're
you
not
know
digging.
You did this?
We're not no. digging for this. We're not like oh.
These are gay characters. Yeah. And anybody who watches this movie would have to know they're gay characters. And they did it in a really blatant obvious way that I honestly surprises me for a Disney movie. Like, I think the most surprising thing about this for me, I mean, besides the fact that I'm just like, who did you make this for, Disney? Because like, it is wildly unhinged and gay. And like, who else was the target audience here? Like, I just don't understand what are straight people supposed to get behind in this movie?
But that's why I'm saying drag queens, straight people love drag queens.
I guess so.
They really do. The flamboyance, like, I feel like that shit sells, even to straight people. So, like, this is, like, is oozing with, like, gay men energy. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of gay energy. Even though, of course, we still have some lesbian shit with Cruella and Anita. But, like, even some of the stuff about Cruella is very, like, stereotypically gay men. Same thing with the Baroness. Like, both of them are very gay men heavy to me. That's why I say drag queen. And I just feel like that shit sells. That's why we have way more gay men movies than we have
lesbians. But it
doesn't
usually sell for Disney, right?
I mean, I think that's, it's definitely it's a departure for them. It's a departure from what they're used to.
Maybe this was like their foray into, you know, like.
And I think it worked for them. Like, I think it did really well.
I mean, listen, if you're going to make a movie for the gays, yeah, you cast Emma Stone and Emma Thompson as drag queens, surround them with a whole bunch of gay men and like high fashion, like nonsense and pettiness. And
exactly.
I mean, that's like gay crack. That's like gay catnip right there.
Oh, yes. Also, it won an Oscar.
Did it?
For costume design.
Oh, well, of course it did. I mean, it's fucking unreal.
The costumes are
I don't even know why I asked. That's so obvious. I'm ashamed of myself.
It also has a 97% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. And it says it's a comedy / kids and family film.
Fun for the whole family. Do you like fashion or murder, kiddos?
Yeah. Literally, what? This is not a children's film, but whatever you want to say, Disney. Whatever you want to say.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, this movie is for the gays. For
wow.
the gays.
Wow.
Yeah.
Family fun.
Family fun. Completely narcissistic,
so
murderous women. Don't you love it? Yeah.
I mean, yes, I do, but like.
But like, not for the kids. Insane. It's amazing. Still, I think it's rated PG-13 still, though. So I'm like, okay, at least they like are not like, this is a fun animated film, PG.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Thematically, though, too, I wanted to talk about revenge as a theme.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Okay, please hit me.
Because I do feel like there's like a huge, just like the gayness of revenge, right? Cruella was completely like beaten down when she was younger because she was gay, right? She was bullied in school, like so many things. And so I feel like that rage, that gay rage, just like completely came out in like this gay revenge fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she does revenge in a gay way. Like, here's my revenge. I'm gonna have a fashion show. Eat it.
Take that, Mom.
Take that, Mom. I'm gonna be a fashion designer. Revenge. That's a gay revenge plot. That is a gay revenge
really
plot.
It really is. It's like, I ruined your dress because I made it out of moths.
Idiots. Yeah.
You haven't seen the last of me yet. Drives off on her garbage truck. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit much.
I'm going to steal this flamboyant car.
Oh my God.
So good. I'm going to steal your dogs and treat them really well.
I know. That's the other thing that, like, I have to say, I was a little surprised that I felt like Disney couldn't even lean into the fact that, like, they have the stuff at the beginning where I was like, okay, kind of funny to take a spinoff of a beloved children's classic about Dalmatians who are, like, the cutest fucking little button
and
puppies.
Turn them into vicious animals.
Oh my God, those dogs at the beginning that knock the CGI, the CGI dogs at the beginning that knock the CGI mom mm-hmm, off the CGI mm-hmm. cliff.
Yep, sounds
just,
right.
Are terrifying.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I find it a really funny move to like spin everything on its head to the point that you're like, in the prequel, Cruella's the protagonist and the Dalmatians are the bad guys, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I was totally getting behind the whole like, oh, we're gonna have like the Baroness be the like, it was funny to me that they tried to lean so hard into making the dogs terrifying and horrible. And so I was like, okay, well, I mean, I get it. Like, that's going to justify for us how much Cruella wants to like skin a whole bunch of puppies in the next mm-hmm. movie. Sure. But then instead they make her still like the dogs and she like adopts all these dogs. And I was like, so why are you trying to skin a whole bunch of Dalmatians later on? Like,
I
don't
know.
Just because
I think it's just to get revenge
Roger
on the-
what's his face married your girlfriend? Like,
yeah. Well, actually, wait. That's so bad, but true. Wait, they made her villain origin story gay.
because otherwise,
there's no reason.
They don't provide any.
No, she's so pissed off in the sequel that is 101 Dalmatians that she's like, you can't be happy, Anita.
I got you that dog so that we could have a dog together, and then you went and like married a dude with a dog. So I will kill all the Dalmatians.
Yeah,
which honestly tracks well for Cruella as the character that they have created in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But yeah, I just thought it's funny that it's like, you know, at the end when she's like trying to the Baroness is trying to sick the dogs on her again, and she's like, I kept waiting for her to just like jump and let them jump over the cliff or something, but instead she's like, sit.
She's like, no, they
she's
love
like, sit,
me.
Love you puppies, let's go home.
You're like, God damn it. But also I love it. I love that they turned it on its head, because that's the point, right? That's the point of these like villain origin stories. They still make them villainous. Like, she's a villain.
Yeah.
But they make them so much more likable, and you're like,
I know. And they make them so much more likable, and they did not set themselves up with a good like through line into the story of 101 Dalmatians.
I don't know if
so.
Are they making a Cruella, like a new Cruella? Like Cruella?
No, I don't know, but it's just like they're clearly setting
Cruella.
Up the like, if you know 101 Dalmatians, like, oh, look, isn't it funny that she sent them Perdita and Pongo? Like, bah ha ha ha. Oh, also, wait a minute. Sorry, just to get into the Disney loves incest angle a little bit more.
Oh,
does
God.
That mean that Perdita and Pongo came from the same litter, and therefore when they get married and have a whole bunch of babies in 101 Dalmatians that they are brother
yep.
and sister?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep, sounds
cool,
right.
Cool.
Yep,
just want to make
right.
sure we
yep, yep, yep.
get that out there. Listen, kids, fun for the whole family. Marry
also,
your sister.
I know. Also, I did see this, that Cruella 2 is going to come
oh
out
my God,
at some
stop
point.
It. If she does not kiss Anita in that movie,
we'll
have to revolt with a fashion show. We'll have to throw an angry fashion show at Disney about it.
Yes. Please stop queerbaiting us. Make Cruella finally our first gay, openly gay Disney
villain.
Listen,
if there was ever a movie to do it, I mean, Jesus.
Just like, do it. I would die if the sequel of Cruella, right? She has this huge mansion now. The sequel starts with her completely like in bed with a bunch of women.
Stop.
And they all have.
Stop.
And because she's also almost as narcissistic as her mother, they're all wearing Cruella wigs.
I cannot. I absolutely cannot.
And then she's like, Jasper, could you fetch me my coat? And he's like, fuck.
Listen, I'm only going to say this one time because I feel like somebody has to say this and I'm going to take one for the team. But like, if they went there, like, imagine the fucking lingerie that you would find in Cruella De Vil's bedroom.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all.
Let's just all take a collective moment of silence. Mm-hmm. Imagine for yourself, listeners. Okay. There.
All right. We're good.
I just feel like if you're going to say, like, her getting out of a bed full of models, like, imagine what she would be wearing.
Perfection.
That's all. Ugh. They'd be wearing nothing, and we're all
and
happy
yes,
here.
Okay. That's fine.
So Cruella 2 rated R, we said?
Yeah. Cruella 2, X rated. I am going to be NC really 17. Sad, though, that Cruella 2 probably will not feature. Actually, it could still feature the Baroness, because she's in jail.
Yeah, she's in jail. She didn't
okay, die. Okay. As long as, if Emma Thompson is in it, I'll be very happy. But yes.
Wait, can we do they're both trying to date Anita?
Oh, God. The Baroness how messy and Cruella fighting over Anita.
How much chaos can we work into this movie? Who hasn't contacted us to write this yet, Ellie? I don't understand. No one's gotten in touch. We're right here.
I'm so surprised. That's what kills me about this movie is like it is just pure gay chaos from start to finish.
It really is.
So like you can just let your mind run with like the craziest shit because you're like, it's Cruella. Like there's no, you know, there's no societal norm rules here. Like we can do whatever the fuck we want. It's Cruella.
No.
Yeah, there's nothing. I love it.
It's nonsense.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, do we want to go into our character ships since we've really gone the gamut on all of these gays?
I think we should. Okay. Who's our first ship?
Cruella and Anita.
Cruella and Anita. I mean, you have to, right?
Prunita.
Anella.
Good names.
And yeah, I think Anella, right?
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. It's like, I can't decide. Do I like the crew or the Ella more?
Yeah.
Like, they're both so good.
They're both so good. Ugh. Cruella.
Cruita.
I love it. Either way, I ship them. What about Horace and Artie?
Hardy.
Oh, because they're both Hardy and also my heart.
I just feel like they'd be so cute together.
It'd be so
sweet
together.
I feel like what I want, okay, again, listen, Cruella 2, we've got some ideas. I just want Horace to, like, come up to his boyfriend, Artie, and, like, kind of, like, you know, seem like he wants to ask something, but, like, he doesn't know how to ask something. And then Artie's like, do you want me to make you some clothes? And him be like, like just nodding his little head. And then Artie makes his boyfriend, like, the dopest little outfit. And he's so gay. It probably has like a whole bunch of sequins and he feels fabulous. And I just want his little face with the biggest beaming smile because he'd be so happy.
I know. I see it. I see it all. They're so cute together.
That's all I want. I just love them together.
Also, the Baroness, I cannot in good conscience ship her with anyone, but we just know she's gay.
I feel like the Baroness, like, here's the thing. I picture Cruella in a bed full of, like, very, very attractive women. I feel like I just picture the Baroness in a bed full of, like, dresses.
Yeah, she, like,
right?
She also, like, feels so, like, she is, you as a person, like, watching it are attracted to her. Yeah. Because she's Emma Thompson and she, oh my God, just really kills the role. But I don't feel, I cannot imagine her being attracted to anyone else.
Is the Baroness an ace icon, is what we're saying?
Could be. Could be.
Could be. I mean, Disney's getting pretty progressive with this one. I just.
Cruella, the most progressive Disney film yet.
I honestly think it might be, Ellie. I'm not even joking.
It actually could be.
Like,
you're not
to
wrong.
Make this movie this blatant in the year of our Lord 2021, like, you know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I really think this might be, like, we have and will continue to talk about an awful lot of gay Disney movies. This might be the gayest Disney movie I've ever seen. Like, in
not subtext.
Yeah.
In completely
canon, yes. Absolute terms. Like, yeah, this is the gayest one, I think.
Oh,
I don't
for sure.
know. It's super gay.
It's so gay.
So, yeah, I don't know that I can ship the Baroness with a character.
No. But with her fall fashion line.
I've tripped the Baroness with herself. I feel like it's the only person she can love.
Yeah. Here's to me.
With her fall fashion line.
With the moth eggs.
Ellie, it would be the spring fashion line. What are you talking
you're
about?
Right. You're right. Sorry. Spring fashion line.
Come on.
The Baroness and her spring
Did
fashion
Did you learn
line.
Nothing from this movie?
I was not paying attention to the fashion. The entire movie is about fashion. And I was like, no, nothing. Nothing's going through the set.
Also, did her boss have a name at the store?
I don't know. But yeah,
did
him
he
and
have
his
a
assistant.
Name? I ship him and his assistant or him and Jeffrey. I don't know who more. But definitely one of them. Maybe all three of them. They can have a throuple.
I'm sure Cruella
I'm
was
feeling
bound
magnanimous
to have a throuple
today.
Here. Yeah.
Have a throuple.
Have a throuple. You have a throuple and you have a throuple.
Throuples for everyone.
Yes. Incredible. After talking about this film, though, I feel like we can all agree that Cruella should have been gay.
Should have been gay.
Like, so gay. All right, so it's time for our Q and gay. Let's do this.
Q. Q. And. Gay.
All right, question number one, Lee. Are there any straight people in fashion? A, yes, or B, no?
There are, in fact, no straight people in fashion. Mm-hmm.
Correct
Zero
answer.
Straight people.
Correct answer.
Question number two, Ellie. What's the best Cruella prank? Is it the garbage truck, the stuck in the car, the wig party, or the moth dress?
I really love the garbage truck. Like,
I do too. Just, I was so hoping you'd say that.
It just stays with you visually.
She really
kills it.
There's something so like deep and meta. She's like making a statement at the same mm-hmm. time, and like we love it, you know. She's like, listen, fast fashion killing the earth, like garbage everywhere, just like, oh, am I garbage, are the dresses garbage, we're all garbage. I'm here for it. Like, we like an art piece that makes you think, you know.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
she really killed it. All right, question number three. Who do you like better, A, Estella, or B, Cruella?
Oh, this is such an impossible choice because I do love Estella. I actually do. I think it's just that I love Emma Stone. Who am I kidding? Mm-hmm. I just adore her. But Cruella.
It's Cruella.
She's such
all
a bitch.
Way.
And like, I also hate her, right?
Yeah.
But she's also
but that makes you love
incredible.
Her.
I know. Yeah. I'm just mm-hmm. very torn by the whole thing. I just like them both.
You gotta just
But also Estella's dead, so.
It's gotta be Cruella.
It's gotta be Cruella. Okay, number four, Ellie. Who's your favorite Cruella pup out of A, Wink, B, Buddy, C, Genghis, or D, Perdita?
It's gotta be A, Wink for me.
He's
that
so
little
cutie.
Chihuahua is so freaking cute. I want
I know.
Him
in
my
his
pocket.
Little rat outfit.
So cute.
He's just so cute.
I just love Wink. He has the most personality out of all of them too. Like, I feel like
he
they
does.
Really give him some good shit.
I know. I honestly kept waiting for Buddy to do something more. Like,
no, it's like he just
it felt like
he's just there.
Yeah, I felt like they needed him as a plot device in the beginning of the movie, and so then they just kind of kept him, even though I was like, I really thought he was going to do something at some point. Like, I was waiting for him to become like instrumental to something, you know.
Nothing.
And I was a little disappointed in you, Buddy. You just didn't step up the way Wink did. That's
Mm-mm.
all
right. Question number five, Lee. What would you do to stay at the top? A, work hard, B, steal designs, C, gorilla fashion shows, or D, kill everyone?
Let's go with C, gorilla fashion shows. Mm. You know, I don't know if I'm quite at the murderous sociopath level, but you know, you gotta step it up sometimes, right? You gotta show a little innovation. You gotta think outside the box.
I would just kill everyone. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't, listeners. Don't
Ellie's
turn me
like,
in.
Work hard, I mean.
Yeah, I would work hard.
There you go.
Work really hard.
That's
yeah,
the spirit.
The innovation's good. Ugh. Listeners, as always, you can answer our Q&A questions on our Twitter at Les Hang Out Pod.
Let me hear you say hip, hip, hip.
We love hearing from all of you, and we love continuing to build this community, so we just want to shout out some of our favorite things every week. And this week, we want to start with shouting out one of our listeners, Laura, who messaged us to suggest a Should Have Been Gay on X-Files. And like, yes,
been there, on our valid list, still yes there. Yes. Gillian Anderson, give it to me in my veins.
Or know, like, the foremost queer X-Files expert, like, also please send them our way, because I'll be honest, I haven't watched X-Files in a really long ass time, and I do not have time to rewatch the whole show. Plus, Kelsey's not going to watch it with me. Too spooky. So, yeah.
We need an expert.
I'll go back and do some, like, some rewatches, but we need someone who, like, yeah.
Calling all gay X-Files experts. We're going to get flooded.
We need one of those like Uncle Sam posters. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Gillian Anderson is the face
yes
of Uncle Sam.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm here for that.
Please.
Also, yet again, would really like to thank everyone who supported The Flame Live in New York City. It was a huge success. Thanks to all of you. So thank you for that and for your continued support.
And as always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jacqueline Rose Nishino,
Sarah and Julia,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
A.D. Benitez,
and Fiona W.
And our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Julia Gonzalez,
and Leah Henley. Thank you all so much, and to all of our patrons for all your support. We could not keep doing this show without all of you.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hang Out Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
You can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, make sure that you subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes as soon as they drop every week.
We're also posting videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them.
Remember, Les Hangout is an independently produced show. It's hosted by us with audio production by Ellie. Our production assistant is Kristen Mirison. Various Twitter shenanigans and other things by me. If you want to support our little podcast, there are a ton of ways that you could do that. The first is you can go on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and a review. It helps new people find the show.
Or you can join our Patreon at bit.ly/lespatreon. We have 2 bonus episodes up right now, and we will be releasing even more once a month as the season progresses. So you're going to want to join so you get access to those at just as low as $2 a month. You can get that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
If you want to pick up some merch, the seasons are changing yet again. So if you need some new, you know, like long sleeve crewnecks or a hoodie or all sorts of like warm weather stuff, or if you live somewhere that it is still warm, you could get some tank tops still or t-shirts. But you can find all of our designs at our TeePublic. You can find it at bit.ly/lesshop.
And remember, we also have a queer production company making queer podcast musicals with guaranteed happy endings that you can find everywhere at @dollarbeanprod.
You can also check out our website, dollarbeanproductions.com.
You can listen to all the episodes of our first show, The Flame, on any podcasting app.
And if you want to help support us in making more musicals, we have started already recording for our next musical, Journey to the Heart. So if you want to help support us making that and other musicals down the road, you can join our Patreon at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to find us individually, you can find me at Ellie Brigida on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.